Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. I am so grateful that you are listening in. As I do this intro, I'm about 4 hours away from leaving for the airport. My husband and I are going on our baby moon to San Diego and LA for a week. So we are super excited about that. And coincidentally, I'm actually going to be having dinner with today's podcast guest, Kimberly of Consciously Clean. So I'm really excited. And let me jump into some background info about Kimberly before we jump in. So Kimberly is a blogger, as I mentioned, of consciouslyclean.com. And she was diagnosed with Barrett's disease, which is a precancerous condition where the tissue lining in your esophagus is replaced by abnormal precancerous tissue. And basically, her esophagus lining is destroyed by stomach acid. So, crazy enough, this is something that's usually common in males over 50 years old. And poor Kimberly, you know, has had this treacherous journey with Barrett's disease. And she was able to heal herself with food and by changing her nutrition. And her story is seriously so incredible, so inspiring. I'll let her give you all the details on it. But aside from that, Kimberly is also a beauty counter representative like myself, and she's also a Institute of Integrative Nutrition graduate. So she is so knowledgeable. We also focus a lot on sugar and why sugar is, I don't want to say the root of all evil, but it's definitely important to minimize the sugar that you're intaking, and we're going to go through why. And actually, if you are interested, we're having a 5-day sugar-free challenge in our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is called Wellness and Wine, and you can head over to it. Anybody can join. We just chat about anything wellness related. It's open to everyone to contribute. And within the group, we are going to be focusing on sugar for the month of June. So that challenge is going to start on June 18th. So make sure you join the group before then. Kimberly is going to provide us with some recipes, and we have some other experts who will contribute to the challenge. So I'm really looking forward to that. And before we jump into this amazing podcast episode with Kimberly, I just want to mention today's episode sponsor, which is Blooming Lotus Jewelry. Blooming Lotus Jewelry is an intentional brand of handmade jewelry created to support your soul grow, prosper, and blossom. I personally have a mantra coin necklace created by Blooming Lotus Jewelry, and I'm obsessed with it. I love wearing it when I meditate or when I'm journaling. It just has a lot of power behind it. And I want to point out another feature of Blooming Lotus Jewelry is that since each piece is made with intention, you can actually pick out your piece of jewelry by its purpose. So, for example, there are pieces such as the Carnelian Stone Bracelet, and that one has the intention of bringing about abundance and manifesting success. There are other pieces of jewelry that hold intentions for love, creativity, balance, serenity, and the like. If you want to purchase your own Blooming Lotus Jewelry, just head over to bloominglotusjewelry.com, and thank you for supporting the BYOK podcast sponsors. All right, I hope you guys are ready for a really fun interview with Kimberly of Consciously Clean. Let's go. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Of course. Would you mind just giving us a brief background about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently live in Newport Beach, California with my husband. And I'm a fourth grade teacher by day and then a health and wellness enthusiast by night, anytime I'm not in the classroom, basically. And that kind of started due to some personal health issues, which I'm sure we'll talk about 2 years ago. And I just, you know, started to kind of dive into this world and really haven't looked back. And I just, it's just amazing. I've met people like you and I've just really, you know, grown a passion for nutrition and wellness. And so that's kind of where I'm at now.
I love that you're a teacher by day. I'm very curious. Do you incorporate some of like your healthy habits into the classroom, or is it, you know, strictly like, you know, you can only do so much in the classroom, and then once you go home, you kind of incorporate everything?
I do. It's so funny, actually. So, you know, I love kombucha. So obviously love you. But it's funny because I bring my kombucha in, and actually around Christmas time, one of my students brought me a Health Aid kombucha. And she's like, here you go. And I'm like, wait, what is this? And she's like, well, I've seen that you're drinking them. So I figured you'd like it. And I was like, this is seriously the best gift that I've ever gotten. And it's funny, too, because the area that I live in, a lot of the parents are very health conscious. And so like I'll have kids that come and say, oh, my mom made this recipe and we used, you know, like non-GMO and organic. And so just the language that these kids are already exposed to is amazing, because I don't know about you, but growing up, I certainly didn't know what those words meant.
Definitely not. I had like birthday parties at like McDonald's and play dates there. I mean, we didn't go near organic. And it wasn't as prominent back then, but I love that these kids are so knowledgeable because they're sponges. It's great that they're learning so young.
They really are. And I think, you know, you can say so much and you can talk about it, but it's really your actions and it's leading by example. So I think that if, you know, the more that we can do that and the more people see it, the more this message is just going to spread, hopefully.
Absolutely. So let's jump into your wellness journey, because it's been quite a journey for you. Healing your body through food and essential oils and really just learning about your health issues. So would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so ever since I can remember, I just always suffered from digestive issues. You know, from a little girl, I just remember, you know, being doubled over in pain and just having lots of stomach problems. And I just always kind of thought that that's the way that my body was made, and that's, you know, what my fate was going to be. And it wasn't until my late 20s where I started to develop really chronic acid reflux that I kind of was like, okay, this maybe isn't normal and definitely not something that I'm, you know, willing to live with for the rest of my life. So I found a great doctor here in Newport Beach, and she did an upper endoscopy and took a biopsy, and the results came back positive for Barrett's esophagus. And at the time, I was like, what is that? I've never heard of it. So I did some research, and basically, it's a condition where the lining of your esophagus is destroyed by stomach acid. And it's most common in overweight, like 50-plus-year-old men.
So the opposite of you, basically.
I mean, to be diagnosed with that at 28 years old, as you can imagine, was a shock. You know, so I'm like, this is crazy. Like, how did that happen? And if it's left untreated, the cells can become precancerous. And so at that point, I was like, this was like a life or death thing. You know, of course, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, that's where your mind goes. And so it was scary. And I just knew that I did not want to have to pop a pill every single day. You know, 28 years old, like I'm not willing to do that. And so I knew that there had to be another way. And so I started to really research holistic remedies. And I kind of had like dabbled in it prior, but I was still, you know, my diet looking back now consisted of, I mean, it was like heavy carbohydrates and sugar. And I know now that really, you know, took a toll on my body. And over years of, like you said, eating at McDonald's as a kid, you know, you continue to do that. And at some point, your body is just, it's going to tell you, it's going to, you know, you're going to not be able to function. And so, and I remember reading this quote when I was, you know, diagnosed, and it says, listen to your body when it whispers so you don't have to hear it scream. And really, my body was screaming. It was screaming for help, and I needed to, you know, really take a look at what I was eating and just the lifestyle choices that I was making and figure out a different way. So that sparked my interest in nutrition, and so I enrolled in the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I'll graduate from there in a month with my certificate in holistic health. And so I'm health coaching and just really, you know, using what I've learned and hoping to encourage others to live a healthier life from the inside out.
So interesting. And what type of doctor did you go to initially get diagnosed?
So a gastroenterologist, okay. Which is just, you know, basically someone who deals with your organs in your stomach, your colon. And I knew, you know, I knew that I had to seek out a specialist because I really needed to get to the root of the problem. And I just, you know, finding her was great because we were able to do all the science behind it and really figure out, okay, like, you know, taking the biopsy and looking at the cells. But then from that point on, I then needed to be my own, like, advocate, right? Because Western medicine, as you know, it takes a very different approach from holistic. And She's fantastic, but, you know, it's really easy to just say, here's your prescription, and this is what I'm telling you to do, and you'll feel better, and, you know, this is what you're going to do. But I just knew that I wanted to do it differently. And so I think, you know, I took medication for almost 2 years. And I knew in my mind that I had to do it because what the medication did was it blocked the acid so that my body was able to repair itself. But once my esophagus was repaired, I knew that from that point forward, I didn't want to have to rely on the medication. And that's where food came in. And so really, the past year, I've been pill-free, haven't had to take any medication. And my medicine now is food.
I love that you differentiated between where it was necessary to see, like, a Western doctor. Like, it was super helpful for you to go see a Western doctor, at least for the initial diagnosis and testing. And then, you know, you kind of transition to the holistic way to heal your body.
Yes.
So what are some of the ways that you were able to heal your Barrett's disease through food? Like, what are some of the foods that you incorporated, and what are some of the other holistic methods that you used?
Yeah, so the first thing I did, and this is something that I recommend to anyone that's suffering from any digestive issues or any issues at all, really, like hormonal, you know, sleep problems. Anytime you feel that your body is off, you really want to pay attention to that. And so what I did was I wrote down my patterns, sleep and food. And so I basically just kept a food journal of everything that I was eating and then how I was feeling after it. And I was able to pinpoint my triggers. So if you think about acid reflux, it's like the fire in your, for me, it was a fire in my esophagus and throat, you know. And so anything that you think is kind of hot or fiery would obviously be a trigger food. So right away, that was, you know, I'm a huge pasta lover. So that was like marinara, tomato sauce. Red wine, which I lived in Florence, Italy. I studied abroad there. And so, you know, in my 20s. And like that was my diet for like a semester.
Oh my God. My husband and I, we went to Italy a couple of years ago, and in Italy, wine is like, I think, honestly, one night we went out, and they charged us the same amount of money for water as they did for wine. And when we got the bottle, I looked at him. I was like, we're just going to drink wine for the rest of the trip. Like, if they're going to charge me $5 for water, I'm drinking the $5 wine. You know, they give you, like, that nice carafe and everything. And
I know. So I definitely make exceptions, like, when I'm on vacation, of course. You know, like, if I go to Italy, I'm going to be drinking the Chianti.
Of course.
You just have to, like, live a little bit, you know? So, red wine, tomato sauce, chocolate, coffee.
Anything that tastes really good, basically.
Basically, all of our favorite foods, right? Citrus, anything spicy, and then processed foods and sugar. And so, you know, I kept this log, and it was like, I would journal how I felt after eating those things, and those were all those, it just, they came up repeatedly. So I was like, okay, you know, this is what I have to eliminate, at least for a while. And I have to find alternatives and, you know, go from there. So yeah, I just kind of did the elimination diet, and I started to, you know, instead of coffee, which was probably one of the hardest to give up, honestly. I still love coffee, and again, I will have it on occasion. I think when you start to deprive yourself of something, that's where, you know, issues arise. And I don't want to go there. So I now try and have, like, matcha lattes, or I love the Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee,
mm-hmm.
or the cacao mixes, or smoothies. I'm a big smoothie fan. So that has been a good those have been good alternatives for coffee. And then, you know, just really being mindful of the sugar. Obviously, I'm a big, you know, health nut when it comes to that. And then just using other, you know, methods of medicine. So I'm really into the doTERRA Digest Zen essential oil. So that helped me initially. Like, whenever I would feel, you know, that fire burning, I would just put it topically, like, on my throat or on my stomach, anywhere I felt discomfort. And it's crazy. Within seconds, those symptoms would be gone.
Wow. And what's that one called again? doTERRA Zen?
Digest Zen. Yeah. So that's a good one. The peppermint's really good. I'll even put, like, some drops of peppermint essential oil into my smoothies or into my Four Sigmatic. Peppermint's really soothing on the stomach. I do a little bit of apple cider vinegar, not every day. I do it when I, you know, think to do it, or I kind of rotate, like, what I'm using, and just really listen to my body and what I'm craving. I'm a big proponent of, you know, intuitive eating. So some days I'll do some apple cider vinegar with water and a little bit of lemon on an empty stomach. I've been on the celery juice kick lately. That's a big trend right now. And so I'll just do, I do not like celery on its own, but the benefits of it so far that I've seen have really, you know, made me want to drink more of it. So I'll juice that with some water. At first I couldn't stand the taste, so I'd put a little bit of apple and some cilantro in there. That's really good for cleansing the gut. So again, it depends on the day, but I really try and incorporate these methods as much as I can, and it seems to be working.
Those are really good tips to definitely start on for the listeners. But I really want to talk about the sugar component. And for those who don't know, Kimberly and I actually did a sugar detox along with Chanel, who, by the way, I really hope is in labor right now.
I feel like she might be, because she's been kind of quiet on social media. And she had, like, warned us. She said, you know, if you don't see me posting, it's probably because I'm in labor. So I want to text her and be like, did you have it? But, you know, I want to give her her space. So, yeah,
I was sure thinking the same thing.
I love it.
So she also did the sugar detox with us, and it was just 5 days, and Kimberly provided a meal plan and different recipes, and we gave tips and different ways to track your sugar intake, and we do plan on doing that again, so hopefully I'll have that information up when this podcast goes live. But would you be able to just go over the difference between fructose and glucose?
Yes.
Because those are both sugars, but there is a difference between them, and there's kind of an important difference, so.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. Okay, so, you know, when I first started to track everything that I was eating, I noticed that, and this is even, I'm just thinking back to, like, high school, where I would, like, you know, still drinking soda, drink a soda, you know, gobble down a bag of chips, reach for a candy bar, and I was able to do that. I was very active, so it was never like a weight issue. And I thought, like, oh, because I'm working out, you know, I'm healthy, so I can kind of eat whatever I want. So I'd be eating these things, but I would never be, like, satisfied. Like, I would continue to reach for more of that. It was like, it was definitely an addiction. So when you think about fructose, fructose is coming from simple and refined carbohydrates. So the soda, the candy, frozen foods, anything packaged or processed, energy drinks, jam, jellies, dressings, sauces. I mean, it can creep in so many things that are, you know, manufactured. And with fructose, it's different from glucose because it's predominantly metabolized in the liver. And fructose does not turn off our appetite hormone. So basically, we continue to eat it, and that's why we don't feel full ever, because leptin is not signaled. And so we continue to eat it, and because we aren't getting any energy from it, we eat more of it. There's literally no off switch for fructose. And that's why it's so addicting. So it's really, you know, it's really taxing on our liver, and it's really, you know, they say that sugar is more addictive than cocaine and heroin. And it's such a problem, because what happens is when any sugar is entered into our bloodstream, the hormone insulin is released, and that insulin is taking it to our cells in our body, okay? So fructose is going into our liver. Now, with glucose comes from complex carbohydrates. So beans, vegetables, whole grains, quinoa. Glucose is basically our body's main source of energy. So we need glucose. And again, when it enters our body, insulin is taking it and delivering it to our cells. And we're then able to use it as energy. But the problem is that we are overdoing it on sugar, on carbohydrates. And so the more we eat of it, the more insulin is released. And if we have not expended that energy that we're getting from the glucose, then those tanks of where it's stored are not, you know, able to, it's not able to leave our body. And so the more we eat of it, the more, you know, it's in our bloodstream. And if there's nowhere for it to go into those tanks, then it then can, you know, store as fat tissue. And so it's a problem right now, because, you know, we aren't using it for its purpose. We aren't using it for energy. And so we're just eating more of it. And that can lead to insulin resistance, which can lead to type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, you know, obviously weight gain, allergies, asthma. I mean, the list goes on. And so sugar is just, you know, it creeps up in everything if we aren't reading labels for it. And so that's what we really need to do, is we really need to be mindful of all the food that we're eating. And, you know, being sick and journaling about, you know, my condition and all the foods that I was eating, it really made me start to take a look at all of the processed food I was eating. And I just was like, I need to start cooking, and I need to start eating real whole foods, so that I know exactly what I'm eating, and I know the amount of sugar that I'm eating. And, so that's helped me a lot.
That was so interesting, because I actually learned a lot from what you just said too. I didn't realize how complex it was. So really, fructose is the type of sugar that's in all of our processed crap that we eat.
Yes.
And that just kind of needs to be, you know, eliminated as much as possible from our diet. And yes. glucose is really found in these whole foods, but we still need to, you know, monitor how much we're intaking, because if we're not, like you said, if we're taking in too much, it's just going to get stored in as fat. I mean, even though it's kind of the good sugar, it still needs to be monitored, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And glucose, I mean, there's lots of research that say that it's really good for our brain health, and it is our body's source of energy. So, and I don't think anyone could argue that, you know, dark leafy greens are bad for you.
Right.
You know, like, there's so many different diets and so many, you know, trends and fads, and but I think they all kind of have one thing in common, and that's the dark leafy greens, the vegetables. And, you know, so there are some people who do like a low carb diet. But I think that the vegetables and the fiber mm-hmm. that we get from that, and then the glucose, which is the energy that we need, that's really important. So it's really just about being mindful. It's about knowing if you are, you know, if you are going to have carbohydrates, you have to just understand the science and know what's going to happen to your body. And you want to eat, you know, the complex carbohydrates. And I'm really big on the Fab Four model. I don't know if you, the Be Well by Kelly Levesque's model. I love her take on that, to pair carbohydrates with, you know, protein, fat, fiber, and greens. Because if you do that, you will not get as big of a spike in your blood sugar. So with the fiber, you know, you're going to be intaking those carbohydrates, but that's going to slow down your digestion, and it's going to prevent that extreme change in your blood sugar so that you're able to process it easier.
Totally. And I love that you said that, you know, nobody's going to argue about the leafy greens, because like my motto is always like, you know, some people are very particular and, you know, everybody does what works for them. But uh-huh. I've heard so many times like, oh, don't like, you know, try not to put a banana in your smoothie because it has too much sugar in it. And for me, I'm like, if I'm choosing a banana over chocolate, like, I'm going to take my banana and put it in my smoothie. I'm not going to get fat from eating too many bananas. Like, I'm okay with, you know, throwing in a fruit into my smoothie, but.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I love bananas. I don't like fruit because I have like weird issues with texture of food, but I do like bananas and apples, and I will never not eat those because there's so many, fruit is so, there's so many nutrients, antioxidants, and the fiber that comes from that. It's so important. You need that. You need that in a varied diet. But I will say that, you know, with smoothies, again, being mindful and only, you know, you don't want to have 6 cups of different fruits in at the same
right.
time, because that's just going to make your blood sugar spike and then you're going to crash later. But I also will say that I've found, and I think I read this somewhere, if you are concerned about sugar or maybe having cravings for sugar, to eat fruit in the first part of the day, because if you eat it later on, you could crave more of it later on into the night, and you don't want to be eating sugar too close to when you're going to bed, because then your insulin levels, and you know, that's going to affect your sleep patterns, and that's just not a good thing.
No, that makes perfect sense. I didn't even realize that. So with that being said, do you have any, you know, favorite go-to snacks that are like low in sugar or just like no sugar?
Yeah. So I love the GG crackers, the fiber crackers. And I usually just pair that with some raw almond butter and then some hemp seeds. So you're getting your fiber, fat, and protein. I love eggs and like avocado, and throw some spinach in there. I also love just making like protein balls or bites, and I'll just do like a scoop of protein, a couple tablespoons of almond butter, some flax or chia, and some almond milk, and then just roll those up. And those are just, I mean, it literally takes like less than 5 minutes, and I can just snack on them for breakfast, or you know, take them with me to work. I try not to eat a whole lot of protein bars because I feel like the sugar does sneak into those. I love Go Macro. That's like my favorite one, but I have to be very mindful of what else I'm eating during the day because they are a little bit higher, and RX is a good bar too. So again, I try and make as many things as I can just because I know what I'm, you know, what I'm using and what I'm putting in. And then again, like a Fab Four smoothie is a great option.
Can you just break that down for those who don't know what the Fab Four is?
Yeah, so I can't, again, this is Kelly Lovex, you know, this is all her doing, but she has a great book too, which I definitely recommend. It's called Body Love. There's lots of good recipes in there. But basically, so Fab Four, her whole thing is you want to, every time you approach a meal, you want to make sure that you're getting the Fab Four, well, you're getting macronutrients. So the three macronutrients are protein, fat, and carbohydrates. But the Fab Four is protein, fat, fiber, and greens. So, again, she doesn't, you know, say to eliminate carbs, but just to be mindful of it. And if you are going to eat carbohydrates, you definitely want to try and make sure that you include the Fab Four with that. So making a smoothie, I would, so if we're doing protein, fat, fiber, and greens, I would put a scoop of protein powder in. I would put, chia or flaxseed in. I would put some spinach. I put my like fourth or half of frozen banana. And then I put a cup of unsweetened almond milk. I love Malk Organics. That's my favorite because it's like three ingredients, no sugar added.
You know, I can't find that anywhere. I've been looking everywhere. I can't find it.
It is so, it's honestly the cleanest that I've found. I think it's just almonds, water, and pink salt.
Where do you buy it from?
So we have something called Mother's Market here. But I feel like it's at, is it not at Whole Foods?
Not at my Whole Foods. So it's weird. Like my Whole Foods also doesn't sell Gigi crackers.
Oh, well, I order those off Amazon.
Yeah, I do too. But like just for convenience wise, yeah, you know,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm like, this needs to be in every store because it's, I don't have time to make my own almond milk. Like I wish I did.
Me either. It goes bad too quickly for me.
Yeah, I just can't, like, I don't have those, like Ellie's bags or whatever. They like, I just don't, like maybe when I'm off work this summer and I have more time, I will. But I just, you know, I'm always trying to go for like the quickest, most efficient way of doing things. As I'm sure you know, like women of every hat over here. So yeah, so just, did I get everything? I got, and then I'll put some peppermint oil in, the essential oil to make it like a, more of like a peppermint mint, you know?
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you can do fresh mint leaves too, if you want. And then I do like an MCT oil or, so that would be a fat, or I would do like a scoop of almond butter. And then I put some ice and just blend away. And it's so good. And it what it does is it fills you up. So the whole idea of the Fab Four is to, you know, make it so that you're satisfied and that you're able to go, you know, more than 2, 3, maybe even 4 hours without needing to grab something else, you know. And you're getting all the nutrients that you could need.
I love that. Yeah, I think the Fab Four is a really effective way to kind of get in those nutrients first thing in the morning. And like you said, hold you over. Because I know, like, especially when I'm at work, I sit at a desk, you know, 9 to 5. And if I'm hungry, I just get up and go to the kitchen and grab something. So for me to have something to, like, hold me over is key.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that really does the trick. Especially if you're like doing your intermittent fasting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, those are some options. So I try and incorporate, you know, the Fab Four and those snacks and, use my, you know, essential oil and my celery juice, and all of that has really helped to heal me.
That's amazing. If you were to have like a glass of red wine tonight, would you feel the effects of it, or is your body in such like a, you know, essential state right now that you're able to overcome that one glass of wine?
To be honest with you, I think I could do it. And I just might. I just might celebrate after this podcast. I mean, like, my husband and I, we just went to Washington, D.C., and I didn't have red wine, but I love white wine. So white, it's funny because white wine doesn't affect me as much as red. But, you know, and I had sangria, actually. So that probably, I mean, that is like, I'm asking for it there.
Definitely. Lots of sugar.
And, yeah, tons. And I felt okay. And I will say that, like, if I know that I'm going to be going out to dinner and maybe indulging a little bit, I'll do preventative things. Like, I'll take charcoal pills, which seem to just, I think that they're great if you're planning on drinking. I've found that I don't drink enough to get hungover anymore, but, like, they really kind of, they pull out all of the toxins. That's their job. So I always take that just in case, you know, I have a little bit too much fun.
So how much earlier do you take it? Making sure we get this tip down right. Yeah, like, do you take an hour before, like earlier in the day?
Like when I'm getting ready, an hour before. And it might be like the placebo effect, but I don't know. I just feel like they really, I'm not tired the next day. I don't feel like that dehydration. I just I'm ready to go. And that was important because we were walking miles, you know, every day in DC. And so I don't know. I found that that's worked. And then I'll use the Digest Zen. I'll just put it on my throat, right before we go out. And that seems to be working.
I love that. So since you are going to have your nutrition coach certificate soon, do you have plans to kind of open up shop in the summer, or what do you plan on doing with that?
Yeah, that would be the goal, definitely. I would just love to help anyone who is suffering from any sort of digestive issues, or anyone who needs help just kind of resetting their body and their approach to food, because I wouldn't ever say that I had an eating disorder, but I definitely binged a lot on sugar and carbohydrates growing up. And I just think that it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be so complicated. Like, you can have a healthy relationship toward food. And I've really found that because I now view food as medicine. I view it as nourishment. I view it as fuel. And I think when you change your mindset around it, you then only want to eat food that's good for you and that's going to make you feel good. And I think that so many women can relate to that, you know, I remember in high school, just me and all my friends, it was okay, we're going out. We have to be skinnier. We're going on this trip and we have to let's go on a juice cleanse, or I'm not going to eat tonight because I want to look good in a bathing suit tomorrow. And it's it doesn't have to be that way, you know? And so I just really want to help anyone who's struggling at all with just kind of reframing their relationship with food and or suffering from, discomfort with their, digestive situation, acid reflux, anything that I can do, anything that I've learned that others could benefit from, I just want to share that.
I love that you're giving back and really, trying to help others as you're able to help yourself. That's incredible.
Thank you.
I also love
it's
that
journey.
I mean, yeah, it's an incredible journey, and I can't even imagine having to go through that. And I mean, constantly thinking about what you put in your mouth each and every day. That's like a full-time job in itself.
Yeah, and there were days where the acid reflux was so bad, I could not eat anything. Like, I could only drink water because it was just a fire in my throat and in my esophagus. And, I would not wish that on anyone. But I'm now seeing the silver lining, and I think that I think everything happens for a reason. And I think that I, endured that to get me to this place now, and it sparked my interest in nutrition. And now I can't get enough. And I've met so many amazing people, and just started blogging and started Instagramming and just connecting with so many people that are on the same path for one way or another. And it's just been incredible. Like I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with this health and wellness world.
It's also really funny because you're not just in the health and wellness aspect of it. You're also in the non-toxic aspect of it. So you are a relatively new Beauty Counter representative. And do you want to tell us a little bit of why you got involved with Beauty Counter?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I obviously am really into nutrition. And I kind of feel like I got that, you know, down. I understand, you know, food and its effect on the body. And, you know, I exercise. But with health, you know, it's not just about the food that you're eating or how much you're exercising. There's so many different, you know, components to it. It's your relationships, it's self-care, it's your mindset, your spiritual practice, and ultimately the products that you're using. So when you start to kind of change like the things that you eat and you start to read labels and you pay attention to that, it's hard not to then look at, you know, all those areas of your life, right? Like the products that you're using in your kitchen. And then you go up to your bathroom and you're like, okay, what am I using on my skin? What am I putting on my face? And I had never thought twice about that, to be honest with you, until like last November. But, you know, being in this world, I quickly found that we really need to be paying attention to the products that we're using, because what you put on your skin is directly going into your bloodstream within like 26 seconds. And so you think about, you know, you can eat all the kale in the world and you can drink your green juice, but if you're putting toxic chemicals on your skin, you're still feeding yourself, right? From the outside. And so I just knew that I needed to make the transition to cleaner products, because I hadn't even looked at that. And when I started to do the research, I was just appalled at what I was using. You know, to think that, you know, the mascara that I was using for years had this chemical in it called carbon black, which is found in the tires, like our car tires, and or our printing ink. Like, you're putting that on your eyes. Or the lipstick that you're using has, you know, could be, have traces of lead in it. It's just crazy. And that a law hasn't been passed since 1938 to govern our personal care industry. And so I just, you know, that was just so eye-opening. And I really felt compelled to not only transition my products and start using them, but then to, you know, continue to educate others about that, because so many people like myself don't know. I didn't know. And I just felt like I wanted to join this movement and be a voice. And, you know, in addition to food, nutrition, you know, teach others about personal care products and how they can make the easy swaps and, you know, help guide them in doing so.
I love how passionate you are about it. And it's just so crazy. Like, I say this all the time, but it drives me absolutely insane. The fact that, like, we have to put so much effort into purchasing our products, mm-hmm. you know, and anything from like our detergent to knowing if our grapes are in the Dirty Dozen or Clean 15. Like, we have to do so much research. And it's ridiculous that I can't just pick something off the shelf and assume that it, you know, complies with United States laws and it's okay to consume. It's just insane to me.
It's really frustrating.
It really is. So I love that Beauty Counter is a company that really just is so transparent and, you know, it only includes those okay ingredients that you can actually put on your body and your skin can actually absorb without there being any harms behind it.
Exactly. And the other thing too that I've realized is that so many companies now use, you know, organic or natural, and that yeah. those words don't mean anything anymore, you yeah. know? And like, just if you're using a fragrance, like there are over 3,100 chemicals that could be in that fragrance, and due to copyright laws, companies don't have to post those ingredients.
Yep. It's considered a trade secret. You're yeah. like, how is that even possible?
How is it possible? And like, okay, well, what is in this? Like, I mean, it's just, it's just absurd. And so the thing that I really love about Beauty Counter is, like you said, we are extremely transparent, and we're not just another company that's selling a mascara or, you know, a moisturizer. What sets us apart is that we have something called the Never List. And that's a list of over 1,500 chemicals that we promise we will never use in any of our products. That could still be found in other products, you know, other companies that are labeled as organic or natural. So everything that we do, you know, we're transparent about it. The advocacy work that the company is doing, we just sent people to Washington, D.C. in March for our 5th anniversary. We're really trying to urge Congress to pass laws to regulate this industry because, like you said, we shouldn't have to do all the research. That should not be on us.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
So as far as, like, resources go, when it comes to either non-toxic beauty or even, you know, your Barrett's disease and learning about health and wellness, do you have any, like, go-to podcasts or books that you would recommend?
Oh, I have a bunch.
Let's hear them all.
Okay, so I mentioned Kelly Levesque's Body Love book. There's two nutritionists that I love. They're both Australian. One is Jessica Sipo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but she's beautiful. She's fantastic. She spoke at the Good Fest in February that I went to. And so I have her book too. She's awesome. Great recipes. Sarah Wilson is also Australian, and she's behind the I Quit Sugar brand. So she's a great, like, you know, if you want to detox from sugar, she's a great resource. I love the book Woman Code by Elisa Vitti. Have you read that?
I haven't. I purchased it. How awful am I? I purchased it. Oh, it's gosh. Sitting on my bookshelf.
I know. I have so many too that are like, you know, I'm like, okay, eventually I'm going to get to them. But that is one that I think every girl should read because it addresses nutrition, it addresses hormones, it addresses everything that we could possibly want to know. And it's very relatable. Like you can digest it easily. So that's a great one. Michael Pollan, In Defense of Food, Stephen Gundry, The Plant Paradox. I love Dr. Frank Lipman, Dr. Axe, Dr. Mark Hyman. So those are some doctors and some books that I love. Oh, and Alyssa Goodman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
She's a great nutritionist. And then I also love Melissa Wood Health. Do you follow her on social media?
I definitely do.
How cute is her son?
No, she's like the cutest mom ever.
Is she not goals? Like, yes. She's just amazing. And we've like DM'd a few times and I'm like, oh my gosh, she like actually responds to me.
Oh my God,
like,
I love that.
She's so cool. So yeah, I've just gotten a lot of inspiration from those books and those people. And then podcast wise, obviously I love this one.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. I'm sure you're going to agree with all of the ones that I'm about to mention, but The Balanced Blonde, Soul on Fire, Skinny Confidential is amazing. I'm obsessed with them. Almost 30. I love Chasing Joy. I love Sophie Jaffe's and her husband Ignited.
Love that one.
Right?
Yeah. It's so different than all the others. Like, I don't know why, but I just feel like it's a podcast that really stands out. I don't know.
I agree with you, and I love that they're doing it together, and they're not so focused on, like, because I feel like all the ones that we kind of, you know, would agree on, all, like you said, they're all kind of like health and wellness-y.
They all cross over.
They do cross over, yeah. Like branding or I don't know. They all have like all of that spiritual, but theirs is more about like they're using themselves.
Yeah.
And I just love how authentic and they're laying it all out there.
100%. And they're just so funny too because they're such a like real couple. Like you can tell when they disagree and they're just like, well, we're just going to argue right now. Not argue, but we're just going to go back and forth about our opinions right now. And yeah. You guys could hear it. Meanwhile, I'd be like giving my husband the side eye, like, shut up, stop arguing with me in public, you know.
I'd be like, okay, we need to re-record this.
Yeah.
Like, you just ruined the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, all right, so, I'm done.
they're very, very real. And I love their kids too. And she's having a little girl too. So
I love her.
That's a perfect family. family. I'm a huge, I listen to podcasts more than I read, obviously, just for like time's sake. Do you have any that I'm missing out on?
No, I pretty much listen to all of those. The Almost 30, The Bounce Blonde, The Skinny Confidential. Yeah. I have like my weekly routine, you know. I actually have a very short commute to work. So it's like only like 25 minutes. So
Wait, you were on one very recently, right?
Yes, Align with Allie.
Okay, I don't know who that is. I want to listen to it, though, because you talk about products, right?
Yes, and so Allie and her husband actually just quit their jobs, and they are traveling the country. They've been working up to it the past 3 years, like, you know, saving money, and they just bought, like, this van called Clifford, and they're building a home inside of it to, like, travel across the country. It's really interesting. It's cool stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll have to follow her. That's really cool.
Definitely. So I have one more question for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like you might know what it is. What is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Hands down, Health Aid, the chocolate reishi.
So good.
I love that. And I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Is it reishi or reishi? I never know.
I don't know either.
So if someone knows, let me know, because I sound like an idiot. But no, that one, I did not think that I would like it at first. It's such like an interesting combination of flavors, but it really grew on me, and now I cannot get enough. I love it.
I totally agree.
And kombucha has sugar in it, but I will never give that up either.
Agreed. I know I'm like really struggling right now because like I haven't been drinking it because, you know, kombucha has like the smallest bit of alcohol in it. And I'm like, I'd rather just play it safe than like, you know, anything were to happen down the line, I would just like, you know, think about every little thing I did wrong or something.
Of course.
But it's funny though, because I was like doing a little bit of research today and there's so many articles that are like, you know, I don't know if you follow Mama Natural. She's like this big time mama who's all about like natural birthing and everything. She did this post about how you can have kombucha when you're pregnant and how she did. She also had sushi when she was pregnant, raw fish too, but I'm just like a scaredy cat. But like, oh my God, everybody's saying that they drink it anyway, but I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
For your first child too, like you really want to play by the book because you don't know. And then once you know you have this one, and if you want to have another one, then you'll kind of know like what worked and what didn't and go from there.
Totally.
Wait, but do you do again?
End of September. So I'm actually 4 months on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
So tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay, so I have a blog. It's consciouslyclean.com, and those are both with K's. And actually, CLEAN is an acronym. That's how I came up with it. So CLEAN stands for Kimberly's Lifestyle, Education, and Nutrition.
I love that. I had no idea.
Yeah. And then consciously is just like me being conscious, you know, with the choices that I'm making to improve my health. And then my Instagram is the same. So consciously clean.
Which is so funny because, like, you picked up the non-toxic beauty later on in your health journey and it still is so applicable.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you. It was so much fun.